Okay, Rabbi Sai, such fascinating halachas. Yes, Simon Reish Tamechvav. We started speaking yesterday about the concept of Pochus Medalad Ames. We learned this fascinating concept that if a person walks less than Dalad Ames, that's not real melacha, and that's actually Midrabonon. Mishnebura does say it's considered a Shvus Chomo, it's a very serious Midrabonon. Don't normally do that, less than Pochus Medalad Ames. We also said that it doesn't really always help. When does it not help to put box medal damas? That's right. When you're changing domain, then box doesn't help. Mishnah does speak about an interesting case. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mizan. I want to complete it. I would like to now go from the words from the Taz. From the Kosovo Taz. It's about halfway in Sifkot Mizan. Middle of Sifkot Nud Zayin. Yeah? Is that okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosav HaTaz, the Taz writes, Lo yofe oisin, they're not doing it nicely, it's not good, it's not right what people are doing. Oisan shenoisin tinoik lomul bepochs pochs ma'aba amas. He says, okay, what used to happen, that people used to mal on Shabbos, a baby, Bismanoi baby, now has a bris on Shabbos. Now there is a very important inyan to make the bris in a shul. Nowadays, how do we do it if there's a Bismanoi baby, if in a place where there's Rishus Rabim? And how does the baby get them back? Pardon? Goy. That's how we normally do. We're going to get a goy to carry it to with the buggy to bring it both ways. That's how. Is that what happens in places where there is no Eruv? Pardon? Oh, so often they do it at home. That's right, they do it at home. And if it's not at home, it's going to ask. So Mishnah Berurah says that what happened was, the Taz writes, about people used to bring the baby to shul, and the way they used to bring it was by carrying less than Dalet Amos. What's your opinions on that? Less than Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Amos, less than Amos, from home till shul. That sounds like a good idea, or not? Why?
Because you've got to be careful with your
nachas and your curiosity. Good. So you're saying, never mind. Yes, yeah, so you're saying the actual walking there is going to be problematic because you may do more than Dalet Amos. Yeah, lo yitzamtzem. You're going to be doing more than Dalet Amos, maybe.
For a 2-year-old, you might be able to rely b'dieved on chayin
esasmoid,
but for an 8-day-old baby.
It's always going to be, yeah, it's 100%. Yeah.
Is that
So there is an Indian to do it in shul. It's an Indian to do it in shul. What the reason for that is? It's roiv amad as melech. There's something about a more heiliger place. Yes.
How do you get the baby inside the shul?
Very good. So that's a Taz problem. So you can't do a zrika kelachayad with a baby. It's going to be quite difficult. A zrika kelachayad. That's going to be challenging to. Do a throwing kalachia. So that's exactly what Mishnah Berurah Taz is bothered about, Naftali. Exactly that. Kosav HaTaz. Lo yafe oisin, oisan, shenoisin, tinoik, lo mul pochus ma'ab amas. They're not doing it right. The people are carrying the baby less than Dalet Amas all the way till shul. Pochus ma'ab amas, less than Dalet Amas. The mikol moka, because nevertheless, yesh iso, there's still an issa, mashem oitzin mreshus yochid, that are taking out from the private domain, Lerachov, into the street, Shukamalis, which is a Kamalis. Mishnah Berurah assumes that any place that we're walking is a Kamalis. It's not a proper public domain. As long as you're not crossing the M1 to get to Shul. So he said that probably it's going to be. So what you're doing is you're taking the baby out from Rishus Yochid into the Kamalis, which that inevitably you're going to be over on an Issa. You can't do that kalachiyat. And similarly also, when you get to shul, so you're carrying from the kamelis into the shus yochid of the shul, this is the problem. Elo, yoytzi'enu alidein yehudim rishus l'rishus, what you should get a goy to do the carrying for you. Get the goy to wheel the buggy. V'achachil taltenehu pochs ma'ab amas. So even if you can't get the goy to do the whole way, at least get the goy to take him out from the house into the kamelis. And again, the goy to do the Kamalis into the Rishus Yochid. These two critical pieces, that should be done by the goy. But then indeed, once he's in the Kamalis, all the way until the other side of the Kamaris, that you could do, if needed, by Pochus Pochus Medalat Amos. That Mishnah says, the Mitas says, okay, if need be, you can do it for a bris. But in terms of taking it into the Kamaris and from the Kamaris into the Shul, so that's a problem. That is a problem. And but here comes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, like come on, but Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, and last is Kendo Ef Shalom Ul Beveisu. Mishnah Berurah says actually Magen Avraham and Shin Lamed Aleph later on he doesn't like it at all. He says since that's what you pointed out, since you can anyway, you can actually do the milin at home. So there's no real tzorich. There's no need to be mati over here. So it's true. You could arguably take a goy for the two critical pieces, and then the Karmelis should be less than Dalet Amos at the time. So in principle, you could do it. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's not needed because you might as well do the bris at home. So if you don't need to do the bris in shul, then why not doing it at home? And Mishnah Berurah said that's better if according to Magen Avraham, if need be, right? Yeah, but it according to the Taz, there would be a heads up. Absolutely. So you're right. So this is really why generally, that's if cotton design Mishnah Berurah earlier, that generally we don't like this approach of doing less than Dalet Amos, precisely because of what you're mentioning. Because potentially you could just go a little bit more and then you're over on a Issa. But over here, because it's such a mitzvah's mila, it's so such a great mitzvah, and it's understandably, ideally, doing it in shul. So Chachamim saw according to the Taz, a bit of a reason to be matir. Now comes a very fascinating Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Yudches, and Rabbi Sai, I cannot overemphasize the importance of this Mishnah Berurah. Because we mentioned it, we touched on it a couple of times already. When a person has to do carry less than Dalet Amos, and now the Shaila that we're going to be discussing now is also equally applicable when, say, a person... We want to define now, what does it mean to stop? Okay, because he's walking less than Dalet Amos at a time. Okay, be it because of the bris according to the Taz. Be it because he's got his valuables in his pocket and he's allowed to, there's no goy available, there's no chel shoyt of a cotton. He's allowed now to walk less than Dalet Amos at a time. Be it because he landed on Shabbos and he's got his valuables, his passport, and his money, and his whole existence in his pocket. He's now allowed to walk Dalet Amos. He came back from hospital, that scenario, he's got the house keys. He's allowed to now walk less than Dalet Amos at a time. Do you remember the arriving back from hospital 5 minutes before Shabbos? He's now allowed to walk less than Dalet Amos at a time. Rabbi Sai, how do you make that the Dalet Amos is considered a stop and then a new Dalet Amos? So, for example, if I walk Dalet Amos, like less than Dalet Amos, and I stop, and I carry on, and I do again less than Dalet Amos. Is that okay or not? It's fine. What do I need to do that it's considered a new Dalet Amos? What do I need to do? Putting it down. Agave says you need to you must put it down. If you don't put it down, it's considered one long shtick walking. Everybody agrees. You have to put it down. Yeah. Oh, very good. So the Gemara really in Mishnah Echshech distinguishes between the following points. And the same halach will be, if I can just add this before I forget. If a person, I will give you a real life scenario. Okay, a person, it could even be the tissue, Shaila Rabbi Sai. You realize you've got a tissue or button, or, you know, the buttons in your pocket. Now, if you didn't stop what you meant to do, you continue until what? To Oshos HaYochid. That's true. So that's going to be a Dogma Mavava, which we're going to see still in Mitz Hashem. The rule of thumb is, if you know you didn't stop, and you've got a tissue or button, whatever it is, you walked out of the house and suddenly realize, oh no, I've got a tissue in my pocket. If you know for sure you didn't stop, Dogma Mavava says, and that's based on a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Gimel or Beis, or Daf Gimel or Dalet, that what you should do is that you should go to Rosh Yochid. Whenever you go from Rosh Yochid and it didn't stop and you continue to another Rosh Yochid, or ideally to Rosh Yochid where you came from, that's the very best thing you can do. That's not considered carrying. Again, if you carry something from Rosh Yochid and it didn't stop, and you continue into another Rosh Hashanah without having stopped, or you go back to Rosh Hashanah where you came from, then you haven't done a melacha. That's the very best thing you can do. So if a person does find out he has something in his pocket, better yet than dropping it out of his pocket, and better yet than to do a zrika kelachayat, better than anything else, is to just run into Rosh Hashanah and drop it there. If you came from a house, go back to that house and drop it. That's the very best. However, what happens if you realize that you had stopped in the middle? What happens then? Then, I can tell you the very last thing you should do is to take into Rosh Hashanah. Because not only you didn't know it's all from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, but because you stopped now, but now, by lifting it up again and walking it and going into Rosh Hashanah, you're doing another melacha. So that's the very worst thing to do. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Now, if you stopped, then you have done a full Hotzah, and by now carrying it onto into Rosh Hashanah, you're doing a far worse Issa. You're doing again from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. So we need to define, it's critical for us to know, what does it mean to stop? What happens if you stop by a traffic light? You know you had a tissue in your pocket. Rabbi said, this happens every Shabbos. You realize you had a tissue in the pocket. So now if you, so you know, this tissue comes from Rosh Hashanah, you know. And then you put it in your pocket. And then you walked out and you know that, oh, well, I just realized now I had the tissue. Now, you know that if I didn't stop, ideally I just run into, it's just a minute away from my home, I really arrive home and I'm going to drop it at home. But if you did stop, then I should just do a zrika kelachayat. So, but I know that, I'm trying to think, now what happened? I realized, no, I didn't stop, besides at one point when I was by a traffic light. I had to cross the traffic light, and that's when I stopped. So, is that considered a stop or not? So, I want to tell you that the Gemara speaks about something similar. The Gemara distinguishes between Oymed Lekatev and Oymed Lofosh. The Gemara really speaks about that very point. The Gemara said that if a person stops to breathe, to rest, to relax, that is considered a stop. If a person stops to breathe, to relax, to get his koiches back, that's considered stopping. If a person, however, is omid lekatev, if a person stops to lekatev, loshen kosev yiso, on the shoulders, he has a load, and he's straightening it up on the load in his back, and he's stopping just to straighten it up, the load, that's not considered a stop. Why isn't it considered a stop? It's not a kamonit. The Metzias, he rectified the load. He sorted out the load on his back. So he didn't actually stop for stopping's sake. He stopped for walking's sake. Oymed lofosh, oymed lekatev. If a person stops to sort out his load, the Gemara says, oymed lekatev. If you're oymed lekatev, that's not considered stopping. So if a person walks and he stops and he puts his, straightens it up. Yeah, I'm doing it well. Yeah, then he's putting that, and then he carries on walking. Although he stopped, that's not considered stopping. So that's why it's really important to realize what is it, for instance, somebody tying his shoelaces. So that's a good application of the halacha. So you walked, and you realized that you didn't stop besides tying the shoelaces. What would be the halacha then? Is that considered stopped or not stopped?
Not stopped.
Why? That's considered... Very good, and therefore it's comparable to it's omid lekatev. That's what the poskim say. That if you're stopping, just so it's not. We have to realize that stopping is not just stopping the physical stop. It's why you're stopping. If you're stopping to continue to walk, then it's considered omid lekatev, and that's not considered a stop. But let us see what Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudches tells us. Pochs ma'ab ames v'yamoid lofush ben tayim rega echod lafzik beinayim. The Mishnah Berurah tells us here now. You know what? Any stop that you do within the Dalet Amos will be the same halacha. Any stop that you do in the Dalet Amos, you just need to stop to rest. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Four Amos, you're stopping. That's considered Oymet Lofush, and that's considered a proper stop, and then you're restarting the Dalet Amos again. But if you're stopping and you're actually tying your shoelaces, then you may have stopped for 10 seconds or 20 seconds, but that's not considered a stop because you only did that in order to continue.
Isn't the stopping taking a break? That's also
It's a very... Now, I cannot... This is such an amazing question, but I don't have an answer to that. Hasud Megillah Sefer, so today Megillah Sefer asked that question, one of the contemporary poskim, and he's very bothered about this question. I don't have a good answer for that, because you're right, if you're stopping to relax, to get your koichas, that's also in order to continue. I don't have an answer to that. It's a really good question on the Gemara. I don't have an answer to that.
So it's not to do with time?
Then. Correct.
It's not
correct.
Presumably one's to do with Tzarek Gufa, and one's to do with Tzarek
Halikai. Yeah, could be. Yeah, it's something on those lines. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it the need of the, is the physical need, or is it the need of... Yeah, I hear that.
If the only reason you're not continuing walking is because you're tired, then you've stopped. But if the only reason you're not continuing walking is because there's some kind of impediment, whether it's a traffic light or your shoelace or whatever it is,
yeah,
then you would be walking otherwise.
Yeah, so that's considered, that's not considered stopping. That's Omer Dekatif. Yeah, I hear that. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'afal gav, the eno emet bein tana tzarech atzma lanuach k'tas, helo k'day sholo yave amet av vazachas. He said, yeah, in this case, why are you stopping after 3.5 amas? Why are you stopping? You're only stopping in order to have a call to stop and then continue walking. He said, is that considered omet lekatev or omet lofush? What is it considered? If you're stopping in order to make a break... Yeah, what is it? So Mishmur is bothered about that. He said, "Filoch miki oimid lefush." That is considered oimid lofush. V'yeish machmirim, and that's your opinion. Some are stringent. Shetzorich davke leishu ben time. You need to sit down. Some say, in order to break the 4 amas into each 4 amas, you need to actually physically sit down. Oilaniach achefet zel gabe karku. You need at least to put the item down on the floor. Yeah, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Okay, Rabbi said this is a really important Mishnah Berurah. We're learning that in order to do Dalet Amos, Dalet Pachas Pachas with Dalet Amos, you need to always ensure that you made a proper stop. How do you define a proper stop? So some are stringent and say that you need to physically put the item down, or you need to sit down. That's ideal. Some are stringent. But the main consensus of the poskim, you don't need to go that far, but you need to make an oimet lofush, a proper stop, which is considered a stop of, not a proper stop, a proper physical stop, and that proper physical stop is not just good enough just to stop in order to continue, you need to physically rest and relax and all of that, it's considered a proper stop. How you do that, I don't know. How would you do that? I mean, if you have to do like, imagine, car, Erev Shabbos, you're going to Shabbos, you're walking with, you need to go now half a mile or a mile like this. People stranded in the airport, and you're doing that pox, pox, without amas. I don't know how they, I'm saying it's, because you can't just stop a second to continue, stop to continue, you can't do that. It needs to be a proper stop. Yeah. Okay. So there is a shaila about traffic lights, Rabbi Yisai. Well, what do you say, traffic lights? Are you all convinced that traffic light is that does it go within category of Omer Lofush or Omer Lekatev? Traffic light stop. What would you say? Is it comparable to sorting out the load, or is it comparable to resting for rest? Is it a proper stop or not? So it's comparable to the load.
To the load, yeah.
Yeah, I think I hear that. Yeah.
It suggests that even if you wouldn't have stopped otherwise, the fact is that you've stopped and you're not changing your load. It's might be al kochach, but it's still lofish because you're now being made to rest.
Now you are inevitably you're resting,
yeah.
And it may not have been your choice, but at the end of the day, yeah. So you're saying that the Omer the Kativ is not resting at all?
Mustama not. It's being Isaac and something.
Because he's physically busy putting the load straight, so that's not called a rest. I mean, what happens if he changes the load from the right shoulder to the left shoulder? Which I think the Omer the Kativ will often do.
That seems like the definition of the Gemara, whereas here you're actually stopped. Let's say someone's walking along and someone comes up to talk to him and it's a social situation. You can't really say, I don't have time to talk to you, I've got a tissue in my pocket. So he's kind of forced into a situation where now he's
Yeah, I agree with you. See, that's considered. Yeah, I agree with you.
To stop, but the fact is, you've stopped now, and you're talking to someone.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't. If you think it's gonna be Tully on the tier, so it's Tully on Kavana. If it's not Tully on Kavana, then it's Tully on the tier. So once you're standing at the traffic light, then you are
resting. You are gonna. Yeah, I'm getting what you're trying to. I'm not for sure with the captive. And then, like this, you call like this, you've got him in Lofush. Yeah. No, because, not here, yeah. Yeah, I know, that's the time of being said. Yeah, I hear. I always assume that Yeah, what do you, Tina? How do you look at it?
There was a similar, I was once at the Shabbos table, one of the Rebbeim who was there was talking about people who believe in a certain type of kfira, and even if they're brought up with that kfira, and they haven't chosen to be kofrim. Yeah, I think it was the Brisker Rov.
Yeah, Abraham Brisker. That never have a curse.
Yeah. So the point is that it might not be your choice. It might not be your fault. But
at the end of the day, he is Omer
Lofush. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear. So according to that, if a person does find a tissue in his pocket and he had stopped by the traffic light, according to you, that means that he actually stopped, and there's no way, or it's not good for him. It wouldn't be right for him to return back into and drop it in Rishus Yochid, because he has already done an anoch in Rishus Yochid. Yeah. Okay. We are ready for Seif Ches, which tells us the following halacha. Yes, some say the dafke mishrech shechloi b'derech. Any halacha that we discuss now is only if it's gone dark and it's gone Shabbos. Shuisavu shadain yeshus b'yoyim. He thought he will make it before Shabbos. Havel mishyotzim beis somal chashicha. But if somebody just left the hashes before Shabbos and he was convinced that it will be all right, it will be all right. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Shabbos is still, it'll be all right. For shoch voitzel oshus rabim lo etir lo b'shum echo me'atrochim oelu. The point is, was he negligent or not? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah sifkot mechov aleph. Somal chashicha atam de poishahu. If you're negligent, what time are you leaving the house? And what miracle do you expect to happen? If you're going in half an hour before Shabbos and you're taking out and you're carrying things and you've got things in your pocket and you've got this and that and the other, and you think, we'll be all right, you've got one big negligent fellow, you're negligent, and on you. So forget it. We can't be matzah now less than Dalad Amos. You're going to learn your lesson now. You're going to be stuck. You're going to have a hefset. And next time you're not going to leave the house half an hour before Shabbos to make these major enterprises. The only time Chachamim were matir to ask a goy to do to carry the loads for you. The only time Chachamim were matir, everything that we discussed now, was when there was no negligence on the part of the Yid. You know, you left Friday morning really early, and the plane was meant to land at 12 o'clock, and it was 4 hours delay. Okay, I hear that. I'm not saying it's the best thing to travel on Erev Shabbos, but I can hear that it's not his fault. I can hear that it's not negligence. But if every way of transport in every case individually has to be judged. Is this sensible or not? Is this negligence or not? And the Chachamim were only mati if there was no negligence involved. If you left on time, then it's okay. Okay. Yeah, I think we'll stop over here. Siftes is a new topic. So Rabbi said we learned tonight, we spoke about the Taz, that reminds us about the concept that Zrika has to be performed in Kelach Hayat. The head of Dalat Amos Bereshusah Rabim only works for walking in the Karmelis, or walking in the Rishusah Rabim. He won't help for exiting Rishusah Yochid, as well as he won't help for entering Rishusah Yochid as well. So that needs to be done in a different manner. Zrika Kelach Hayat, which is that somehow better. So the case that Taz speaks about is a Mila, that you have to ask a goy to take the baby out of the house and into the shul. But here again, the Magen Avraham says that there's no hetter in the first place, because you might as well do the bris Mila at home. We then spoke about a very important, very essential and key aside of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Ches, which defines what exactly is considered a stop in terms of walking Rishus Rabim. And Mishnah tells us that you need to be differentiated between Oymed Lofosh and Oymed Lekatev. If you walked Dalet Amos and you stopped in order to rest, in order to relax, in order to get your koiches back, that is considered Oymed Lofosh, that's considered a proper serious stop. For all the shalas, all the halachas. However, if you stop just in order to continue walking to sort out the load, that's considered Oymed Lekatev, and that's not considered a stop. We compare that to tying shoelaces. We learned that some are more stringent, and they say that, forget about all that, the best way to do it is actually putting the load on the floor or sitting down. Otherwise, you may run into trouble. The best way is just to sit down, and that's considered a proper stop. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in the name of Machmirim. We then moved on and we said that generally all the heterim, the kulos that we've spoken about, such as Pochs without Amos, such as asking Goy to take the load for you on Shabbos, such as putting it on the Goy, putting it on the animal, such are all these cases. They're only if you were not negligent. It was not negligent of your side involved. If you're negligent, then no rachmonis, you're going to lose your valuables, and next time you're going to learn a lesson. But if you're not negligent at all, you did everything right, and it's not your fault, it was beyond your control, your onus, then Chachamim will matter those terms that we just mentioned now, such as poches without amas, such as asking goy, such as putting on a behemoth. But if there's negligence of all, Chachamim will not matter. Finally, Tziv Tess is going to go on to the next topic, which we're going to discuss tomorrow, Meir Hashem.